Kate, we threw this one together because it had been a little it had been a minute, and we're trying to do these more, but they're I don't know, they're elusive to us for some reason. Anyway, we came on here kind of hurried and just come as you are. I am not wearing eye makeup because my house is plagued with pink eye.
Oh, it's pink eye
Ugh.
now?
Pink. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Exactly. It's pink eye now because she's means last week we had the flu and strep and whatever. Yes, now it is pink eye.
And let's not forget your hack and cough.
Of
So
course. Oh, no,
that's
that's part
still
of,
from
yeah,
your
that's right.
prior.
That's right.
So you're
That
going to go
lingering.
ahead and add pink eye on top of that. You just
Oh,
wanted
yes.
the extra dose.
Double eye pink eye for both kids. Yeah.
Oh my
Exactly. So
gosh.
I don't have it, but of course I'm like scared and
Of
I'm the one
course.
giving them drops. And my gosh, they hate drops. They don't want drops. I have to like
Bribe them.
clamp their eye open and drop it in. And oh, it's, and, but of course
Oh.
I have the phantom itchiness. I'm like, oh God, I have it. I have it.
But
I don't have
this
it.
is how crazy I am. I have some sort of eye issue right now. I haven't
Oh.
seen you at all. And now suddenly I'm like, oh my God, is it pink
Yes.
eye? Like
Yeah.
I've had itchy and
Right,
it's been a
right. We
little
couldn't
red.
possibly have given it to you.
But now I think I do. Thank you very much. Maybe pink eye is going around, even
Yeah.
though it's not going around me, but
it very well might be. I have to tell you, my son has allergies. So when he was like, my
that's
eye
what
is
I thought.
itchy and red, I was like, eh, I don't pay
Yeah,
attention to
that's what I
that.
thought too.
And then the next day he couldn't open one eye at
Yeah,
all. I was like, oh,
that's.
well, I know what this is. And then the next day he couldn't open either eyes. My daughter, he takes it like a champ. My daughter is like screaming in the middle of the night. Not kidding, screaming in the middle of the night. I can't open my eyes. I can't open my eyes. I'm like, okay, it's just
Well, you're
pink eye.
sleeping, so keep them closed. How about
Yes,
that? You should
exactly.
say. Oh,
It's
so
dark.
you're having a good time over there.
Oh, I'm
So,
having a good time.
not a lot to preview in terms of all your reading, watching, whatever. But
Thankfully, there is. But go ahead. Yeah.
I have to talk about J-Lo.
I know
I
you
know,
do. I know you
but
do.
there's a new development. I mean, so
Oh,
I'm
okay.
talking about her Zodiac dress last night.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, so for anyone who's living
So
under a
good.
rock and doesn't know that J-Lo's new album, This Is Me Now, which is a bookend to her album, This Is Me Then, from 20 years ago, which she wrote about
Yes.
Ben Affleck and their relationship. And now, of course, everyone knows, we're back around on their second chance. But, and I want to listen to that. And that drops today as well. I've
Of
only heard
course.
this single, but this musical movie accompaniment that
Yes.
she released today with it
Yes.
is unlike anything anyone's ever seen. You and I have exchanged emails about this for a
Yeah.
while, and this preview, because we're both like, I have no idea what I'm watching. What is
Exactly.
this? But
Exactly.
we'll watch it, of course, because it's J-Lo.
Yes.
So we've now read some more things. I listened to her interview with Zane Lowe, and I'm all in. I mean, I was nodding my head to basically everything she said in that
I
interview
love
about,
that.
about this is a story about her journey. This is not like, oh, I made a movie about me falling in love with Ben Affleck again. And she
Right.
even jokes. She's like, yeah, you guys have seen that movie. This is
Yeah.
about her journey to get here and all of her versions of herself that she had to deal with and therapy and what she had to heal and all of that. So first of all, that just dropped. So I haven't. I've just read a few headlines where someone review said it was absolutely bonkers. So
Oh, okay.
we're what we thought.
It's probably going to be, yeah.
But also, like, unlike anything we've ever seen, so much respect for her. Like, so one of them called it an autobiographical musical rom-com action sci-fi movie.
Oh,
They're like,
okay.
that's the one that called it bonkers. They're like, it
Okay.
has a lot of celebrities in it,
Yeah.
a lot of stars, a lot of musical numbers with dancing. We're gonna watch it. I don't, it's a,
Yeah.
who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But she shows up at the premiere last night in a gorgeous dress, black, like bustier top, and this see-through black skirt with the 12 astrological signs of the
Love
zodiac
that.
in glittery,
Oh, yeah.
the
In J-Lo
name.
style.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the symbol. And of course, when she posted it on Instagram, she zoomed in on the Leo
Of
because that's what
course.
she is. But have you looked to see what on earth, why on earth she did this? Because you know she doesn't do anything by accident.
Yeah, that's true. No, I haven't.
Okay, so this is what I just found out. Okay,
tell me.
Okay, so that the Zodiac plays an important part in the movie. I know, Corinne.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
You and the astrology house. This is what I read, that there are multiple references to astrology in the movie, that she is a big astrology fan, including a quote, Zodiac Love Council, composed of the 12 astrological signs, which pull literal strings from the stars and guide her through her journey of her heart.
Wow.
I'm dying. Like,
yes.
What? I mean, you had to know there had to be some reason she was wearing these symbols. I figure there must be something in the movie, because if she just wanted to do her Leo-ness, she could have just worn, there's a million things she could have done.
Yeah. That is so good.
I'm dying for you. Astrology having a moment.
I know. We love it. We love it. Continue its moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And you had read the Vanity Fair piece, you said, which I also saw that about her self-funding this movie.
Yes. That one was not, it wasn't criticizing her, but it was very skeptical. It was. A lot of people had declined. You said that there's a lot of celebrities that are in this movie, but a lot had also declined or really, really had to be convinced. They thought it was too personal. They thought she was justifying, you know, protesting too much, kind of defending her love and her relationship, and that she used her own money and didn't get financing. And so it was critical. But look, here's the thing. All of that just to me is more J-Lo. Yeah. That is J-Lo. That's so I'm not looking for an Oscar award-winning film here. I'm looking for something that is very J-Lo, and everything is telling me that that's going to the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah, Ben Affleck also having a moment.
Yes.
After the Super Bowl and these Dunkin' ads, which just
so good.
Make me cry laughing.
They're
so good. Oh, him being so over the top. Matt Damon just being like,
head shaking, like, bro, what are we doing here?
Tom Brady, who even knows what he's doing here. And all,
but
I don't know.
He can stay. Tom, yes. He can stay.
That's right. That's so right. Good. Even though he's a Patriot. Every bit of it is just, I'm just laughing. And I watch every behind the scenes and every cut clip. They're so good. When Ben's watching tape and he's like, I'm not bored. I'm watching. I'm looking. It's so, so good.
Oh
so
my
good.
God. You're so blinded by the pinstripes. Oh, yeah. I mean, literally. And J-Lo in it too. Like, Ben, we talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just perfection. So I'm ready to be oversaturated by them again. Because also, it is 2024. Oversaturation is not what it was back then, and maybe people have a better handle on it, or maybe just younger. I'm thinking of obviously Taylor and Travis.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't care. They're not breaking up Gigli style. Yeah, they're like, bring it on. Let me win a Super Bowl again. Let me win another Album of the Year Grammy. Let me put out more music. Let me just be in your face, and I don't care.
Yeah, because I'm happy. I'm doing what I want to do. If it's bothering you, you know, whatever.
That's your problem, and we're not gonna hide just for that. I've had to hide for other things. So
And these two in particular, J-Lo even has addressed that. She's like, I just don't care anymore. Like that broke us.
Good,
but like we're in a totally different place.
Yeah,
it was too much then.
Yeah,
and we didn't have the capacity, she said, as a couple or individuals to handle it and to go, all right, well, we need to work on ourselves. We need to do this. We need to block that out. She's like, we just couldn't. We just didn't have it.
But truly the landscape has changed too. Yes. I know that it's about them too, but the landscape really has changed.
Yeah.
And social media is so saturated that I don't know. It just doesn't feel as like it just is what it is. People... Yeah. They have to get over it themselves. So
let's get saturated with more Ben and J-Lo.
I'm willing.
And,
I'm in.
And I think I said to you with the Zane Lowe interview, like she does talk about this fate and destiny. So I'm really feeling good about this like universe astrology link in here. Like she said, which I guess I never really thought of, you know, he named her first album. Which, if you think about it, you know, it's like he knew, or there was some destiny that there would be a This Is Me Now. Why would you name some This Is Me Then?
Yeah.
It presupposes there's going to be something later. And she does talk about that just a little bit. So I wonder if that's expounded on, like, this idea. She really does believe that there was destiny and fate involved here, and soulmates and all of that. So I hope we get, that we delve into that a little bit.
Sounds like we're going to.
Bonkers experience.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm in. I'm in. I am also very much in on Capote and the Swans, the feud. I didn't even know this was, like, a thing. It's a Ryan Murphy thing. He has did one season a long time ago, I think 5 years ago. This is the new season, directed by Gus Van Sant. It's starring literally every actress you've ever heard of. And when that stuff happens, I roll my eyes a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. All they did was just hire people and jam everybody in there, and it's not going to be good. Kate, it is so good.
Everyone keeps asking me if we're covering this because of all the women in it. But I'm like, but I knew it wasn't written or directed by a woman.
It is so good, though. It is really, like, I don't know, nothing I've ever seen before. Can I keep saying that? It really feels, though, like it is something really unique. It is I'm somehow on the edge of my seat. I also say I know nothing about the real life inspiration for these stories. I know nothing. So that might help me, or actually people might know and think it's even more salacious and wonderful. But I am so in, I'm so invested. Hey. It is really, like, edge of my seat, what's going to happen. And the acting is phenomenal. I'm loving it.
Okay. That's awesome. See, yes. I like I said, a lot of people brought it up to me, and I've, of course, not gotten to it. Shocker. But now with your ringing endorsement. Now, how many are there, and, like, what?
Yeah. I haven't followed, because we're not covering it. I haven't tracked anything, like, as far as releases. I've seen 3 episodes, all fantastic. I think there may be one more by now. I don't know. I think it comes out Thursdays. I'm not sure. Might be messing that up with Vanderpump Rules, which is also just happening. It's not, I got to tell you, for the Scandoval lovers, it is not coming through this season. It just feels like so much has been happening in real time for Vanderpump that you know that this is old, and it's just not really that compelling. It's very... Yeah, it needs a storyline. Unfortunately, it's a little too drawn out. I'm like, okay, vengeance, vengeance, mad. Don't be friends with them. Don't be friends with them. But they're also filming. It's a lot. It's not really coming through yet. But we'll see. There's only been a couple episodes.
Okay, so you've got your Vanderpump.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of watching. I'm also still watching The Expats, which now, as we get farther away from episode 1, I still don't understand why episode 1 was the way it was, because I have to tell you, as soon as episode 3 started and I'm like, oh God, we're in the hunt for a missing child, I was on the edge of my seat again.
Okay.
I thought episode 3 was absolutely bonkers in the best way. I loved it. I'm very... very invested in the show.
Good.
Right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're going to come back to that once we get to the
finale. We will.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. So you're watching a lot. I feel as if there's a lot of books to read. So
yes, we do have a lot.
I'm like,
Agreed.
We have a lot of books to read, and I am going on vacation. And as you know, I have the most important book right here. The Astrology House, Corinne's book. I know people are like, you didn't read it. Well, I did a while back. And many revisions later, I could be reading a whole new book. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it feels like it to me, for sure.
Of course.
Yes. But so. Who knows if it'll feel that way for you, but yeah.
I am super excited. I can't even, I'm just like,
yay. So exciting. I love when she goes on vacation.
I know. And then I will be reporting in with a much more fulsome, review and praise once I get
involved.
Yeah. I'm also listening to A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay.
We talked about after after I listened to Fourth Wing and Iron Flame and realized I was a Romantasy fan.
Yeah.
You know, you always see these things like, if you loved this, read this. And it was, I don't think anyone needed to suggest that someone read A Court of Thorns and Roses. I'm pretty sure that and Sarah Maas are doing just fine and wildly popular and successful. But somehow I had missed it because I think I wasn't really in this genre. So I am listening to this, also very long, like I will say, I'm not, you know, pretty far in. Much slower start for me than Fourth Wing. Fourth Wing grabbed me right from like the opening like chapter.
Interesting. Okay.
So this is a little bit of more of a slow burn. Very intriguing. I'm into it, but it has not got me like totally crack addict addicted
yet
from the start like Fourth Wing did. But listen, there's 5 books in this series.
And yeah.
Her other series just stole first on the New
York Times. I was going to say, number one, dethroned finally. Fourth Wing and Iron Flame were 1 and 2, and now they're pushed down to 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Sarah Maas, number one.
As a rock star author persona too, I can see here with, and so I'm in. I mean, I'm staying in. I just, as between the two, I wasn't as sucked in immediately by this one, but
all right.
Yeah.
Give it a little time, especially if it's got some hours to it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They're hefty. These books are hefty.
And we're now firmly into the new year. And one of the things that I had on my, like, not goals, you know, something to explore was audiobooks. And I am very happy to report that audiobooks are not for me. Yeah. It is such a relief because now I've done enough. I had found them on NetGalley. I had done some library old ones because the new ones are impossible to get. I've done enough now that I feel like I've had different, you know, because you say this and everyone does as well, attest to the narrator being really, really important. And so I was like, maybe I've got the wrong narrator here. Maybe there's just not, no, I've done enough now. It's just not for me. And I think part of it is the kind of theater of it. I'm not a huge theater fan. I don't, when I listen to things, because I love podcasts. So this was another disconnect. I'm like, why can I listen to podcasts but not audiobooks? It makes no sense. And yes, I was getting distracted, but you would convince me that doesn't really matter. You pick up, it's fine, which is the same way I read a book too. So it's fine. But podcasts are conversational and it's not this kind of same performance. And I'm just very happy to now set that aside and think I might be missing it, but it's not for me. And so
And it's not like, you know, you need to get in more books in another way. I mean, if it had worked for you, that would be another means of consuming.
Sure.
But, you know, you're finding time and a way to read lots of books anyway. But so stick with your podcast and your music.
Yes.
That's what's coming in auditory.
That's right. That's right.
Your books will be consumed with your eyeballs.
It's nice to, like I said, feel like I've given it a real try. I wanted to. I made it a priority, and it's just not for me.
Yeah.
I don't drive. There's another thing which I don't drive, so there's no driving time to listen in the car kind of thing. It just it's not going to come together
for
me.
But you have to pick them for your own book, which is what also
narrators.
Narrators, which is another new step in your journey here, the path to publication. We had talked about that. Like, when will you get those? And now you're reviewing those. So that's, you're like,
Which
if you're not an Audible person, I know, exactly. I would think even if, again, you're not trying to listen to your book that way anyway, but just being your own book and hearing, I don't know, just like voices.
I know.
Potential voices for it. It's kind of crazy, right?
It's pretty cool. It is,
like, is
definitely.
Is this so-and-so? Does this sound like the character I wrote? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It must be so weird.
It is cool. It's very cool. Yes. And I love that it gets another life for people.
Yeah.
The so many people that do love audiobooks and that works for them. So.
Right. Yeah.
So excited about that.
Okay. Well, so now you know. Now you know. It's all good.
That's right. Yes. What else? Anything else? It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's a
lot. Just trying to evade pink eye is enough for me.
Evade pink eye. Now I'm trying to pack because, as usual, you know, just leave it till the last minute. It's fine, Kate. It'll get done.
It will. It will get done.
Throw stuff in a suitcase.
That's right.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Well, on to J-Lo.
Yeah. We got to watch that. Maybe we'll cover it. Who knows? First, we got to see just how crazy it is.
Bonkers it is. I mean, I just am afraid I don't have anything to contribute to conversation. She just is in a world of her own, a class of her own.
Yeah. Well, you might on the astrology stuff. We'll see.
All right.